There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Diesels in Ram pickup trucks were rigged to overpollute. Now the engine manufacturer is set to pay a price. I'm David Brancaccio. The Indiana-based company that makes diesel engines for Ram pickups has agreed to pay a record civil penalty, $1.7 billion, for violating the Clean Air Act. The Justice Department says for years, Cummins installed devices to cheat on emissions. Marketplace's Nova Safos here with more.
Yeah, this agreement between Cummins and the Justice Department covers about 1 million engines made for Ram pickups between model years 2013 and 2023. The Justice Department says Cummins installed devices on its engines that bypassed or disabled emissions controls, and that led to the release of thousands of tons of excess nitrogen oxide emissions. Now, nitrogen oxide is a toxic gas. Scientists and regulators say it helps cause that reddish-brown haze you might see in smoggy air. It is also thought to likely cause asthma in children from prolonged exposure, along with a number of other health effects.
Have there been recalls of trucks connected to this?
There have. Cummins is not admitting any wrongdoing, but it says it's already addressed a lot of the issues. That includes a previous recall of 2019 Ram trucks. It's also recalling 2013 to 2018 model years. It's expecting to spend about $2 billion in total dealing with all of this. Perhaps that'll be the end of it, but I'll note that Cummins supplies engines and other related parts to several makers. It supplies PACCAR and Daimler Trucks North America. Those both make semi-trucks. It also is a supplier to Nissan. So as of now, though, no related recalls, David, announced at those other companies.
Nova Safo, thank you for that. And in Japan today, the Daihatsu brand of Toyota closed down production lines at all four of its factories amid concerns about possible cheating on safety certifications. Japanese officials are investigating the crash and other safety tests on 64 Daihatsu models. Toyota models in the U.S. are not affected. Daihatsu makes little vans and trucks favored in Japan. Daihatsu's president last week said some of the problems here stemmed from pressure on workers to meet tight development deadlines. Last month, the oil producers' cartel OPEC lowered the amount of crude Angola was allowed to pump. Now the country in southern Africa says it is quitting OPEC. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more.
Oil production in Angola has been falling for nearly two decades, says Abi Rajinderan, director of oil markets research at Energy Intelligence.
Back in, you know, sort of the mid-2000s, their oil production was closer to 2 million barrels a day, and now it's closer to 1.
The drop means Angola hasn't been meeting its OPEC quota. But Victor Katona, head of oil analysis at Kepler, says the country doesn't want to be limited by a new one.
They care more about their long-term future than they care about, you know, sitting at the table with all the big guys.
Katona says since Angola doesn't produce much oil, cutting ties won't hurt the cartel's supply, but it does hurt its image.
For that semblance of cohesion within OPEC, this is a huge blow because also, this shows that if someone is dissatisfied with what OPEC does, they might just as well leave.
Angola's departure leaves OPEC with 27% of the world oil market. More than a decade ago, that number was nearly 35%. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Mm-hmm. there is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You may have one of those flexible spending accounts at work that take out money from your paycheck that you can use to spend tax-free on medicines, eyeglasses, and more. You can roll over some of that unspent money to the new year, but it's limited, which leads to flex accounts burning a hole in people's pockets in these final days of each year. Businesses are working to make products eligible for FSAs, hoping to capture some of those dollars. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
The online herbal pharmacy Apothecary sells drink blends and tinctures for the sober curious, as well as sleep aids and other products. But founder and CEO Shizu Okusa wanted that FSA-eligible label for her products. And this year, she got it.
I felt very important for the customer to know that herbal medicine is legitimate, and it's not just something that, you know, is like the woo-woo witchy kind of side of things, which tends to be historically what herbal medicine has looked like, at least in the U.S.
People with use-it-or-lose-it FSAs tend to be higher income and working for larger employers. And almost half of them end up with money left in their accounts at the end of the plan year, says Jake Spiegel at the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
And the average amount is about $450. And so what these companies are doing, it's pretty clever because people have leftover money at the end of the year that they probably want to be spending.
To help them spend it, there are companies like TrueMed, which, for a fee, works with customers to get letters of medical necessity. So people with FSA cash can use that money for gym memberships, fitness apps, herbal supplements, even meal kit delivery. Callie Means is TrueMed's co-founder.
You know, there's no law that says medicine is a synthetic pill created by one of these big pharma companies. Medicine is what a doctor substantiates can help prevent or reverse a condition.
This is all new for companies like Apothecary. CEO Shizu Okusa says she's seen about a 10% spike in business since partnering with TrueMed and getting FSA eligibility for her products. And she says those customers are shopping differently.
We're definitely seeing customers that are buying in bulk. They're kind of spending in a way that it doesn't feel like it's their money. Like the average order value, I would say, is like close to $200.
Normally, she says, the average order is half that. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Again, you can carry $610 of FSA money into the next tax year, but not above. Our producers are James Graham, Liz Mai, Naomi Rainey, Olivia Watson, Nick Perez, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.